worst I've seen.
What's going on?
Oh, the humanity.
This is insane.
I'm in fear for my safety.
Look at it. Five. It's coming this way.
I can't believe it's come to this.
Four. Is anybody hurt?
Somebody do something.
Make it stop.
Three.
I can't look away.
No. No.
Get out of the way.
Two.
Get down.
Take cover.
It's here. It's here.
One. And now, we bring you your weekly waste of time, featuring Crisco.
Fill me with your glowing slime.
Kara.
Yeah, so great.
Mickey.
Protect your private parts.
And Lazy E.
This is how aneurysms start.
It's the best mistake ever. Welcome to a freak accident.
Let's go!
Technical issues, they are plaguing this pod. Welcome to a freak accident. I'm Crisco. I'm the host. We have three other hosts, thank God. Thank God it's not just me.
I found out I'm Lazy E that Kara...
You found out you're Lazy E.
Yeah, I found out not only am I Lazy E, but I also found out Kara's a bigger liar than me.
Kara's a bigger liar than
yeah.
you?
Big time liar.
Well, Kara's a huge liar. We established that last week, although nobody heard that segment because it was
yeah.
lost to the annals of time and space. And
all the way up in the annals, huh?
Yeah. All the way. What is your name?
I'm Kara, but I'm also a liar, apparently.
I like your hair today.
Oh, thanks.
It's really flashy and snazzy, and it's like poofy and
yeah,
big.
Fancy.
80s style.
Yeah.
Bet you didn't wash it.
No, I did, actually.
Okay.
There's one more person here, too.
I don't want to be here.
You never want to be here.
No, it's me.
You gonna explain your name?
Hi, I'm Mickey.
Terrific, terrific. Yeah, so all four of us here, and the show is working, which is good news. That seems to not happen very often anymore, mm-hmm. but this show is called A Freak Accident, in case you didn't know, because it's a mistake. everything is a mistake. Our website is afreakaccident.com. That's the letter A, freakaccident.com. And if you'd like to reach out to us about anything at all, we would love to hear from you. And it's very simple to reach out to us via email. freaks@afreakaccident.com is the address. Is your nose itching? Is that what that action
no,
was?
I was or? Just being okay. bewitched.
Yeah, so we got to apologize again. I guess I gotta apologize again for
it's all your fault
being way out of date with my technology, and I got this old junky computer that just never seems to want to work. Although the computer's working fine now, apparently it was the program that we were using to record. It seems like that was the issue.
All right, well, I'll take it.
Well, I mean, we have a new device, a new system, a new program that we are attempting to use today for the first time. So, fingers crossed. Pray to whatever god it is that you worship that this works, because I don't know what to do if this doesn't. If this isn't it.
Yeah, I feel like we're gonna have a different mood next week if this didn't work.
Yeah, well, we won't be here next week if it doesn't work.
Yeah, we're just going on indefinite hiatus.
Aww.
Until I can sell my body enough to afford a new computer.
Oh,
nice.
Wow.
I'm gonna
all
turn
right.
tricks. I figure like it's the best way to make money. Mickey, you can help.
No.
I feel like you know people who would be able to give me an inside track.
I think you're laughing a little too hard at that, Mickey.
She knows. She knows I'm right. That's what it is. I'm
what?
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, it's fine. Whatever.
So yeah, we missed last week's episode because it kept crashing. It wasn't recording. We tried it once, tried it again, and it just, was just like, eh.
Yeah.
So,
third time. Oh, my God. I was expecting that. Computer.
Yeah, is that the computer singing that?
Yeah.
Maybe. It should be. But yeah, so this looks like so far everything seems to be working fine.
All right.
Yeah, hopefully technical issues that have been plaguing us for a while will not be plaguing us for too much longer.
So yeah. Why is Kara a liar?
Yeah.
All right.
Well, last week she said that she knew somebody
which
famous.
Which we proved she actually did. She found the wedding picture.
Thank you.
She did, I didn't see it. She could be paying you off to lie on her behalf. She's
I wouldn't lie
devious
for her.
That way.
You need me to do that again. I mean,
because she is a liar. Today on her radio show that broadcasts over thousands and thousands of people.
Yeah, I did lie.
Said...
Oh, no.
There's a new Oreo coming out.
Oh, no.
And I pre-ordered it. I asked her, did you pre-order it? She said no.
That's true.
So, To remedy that, I then jumped on the air, said the same thing, and actually pre-ordered it.
Oh, my God. You did?
You can pre-order Oreos now?
Yes, you can.
There's a new Oreo, and it is called the Most Stuffed Stuff or something like that.
It's
Oreo.
More stuffed than the most stuffed.
It's so stuffed. It's like 2 inches of stuffing. Uh-oh.
Nice.
He's drooling on himself.
And also,
there's
has,
so many jokes. A lot of them are inappropriate,
It's
going
to get worse because it has cream in the middle and cookie, like pieces of Oreo, and it's limited edition, so it only lasts a little time.
I feel like I feel like the marketing campaign should have had a couch with like a pile of cream on it and then multiple large brown cookies standing behind the couch. You know what I'm talking about?
It's so stuffed.
A little if I touch it.
It's so stuffed.
Yeah, baby. It's so good.
It is airtight. Yeah. This cookie is airtight.
All the Kara drops.
Yeah. So I did lie. I didn't order it. I'm like, you can get it in stores starting January 30th. Or if you're like me, you pre-order it at Oreo.com.
Mind you, right afterwards, an endorsement placed for her. On her diet endorsement.
Yeah.
She's like, I'm losing weight. No, you're not. You're writing Oreo.
Wow. Yeah, Kara is a phenomenal liar.
Yeah.
So she lied twice.
Yeah. So again,
she is the stereotypical salesperson.
Yeah, as did my thing.
As far as I know, you knowing that Giants player is entirely a lie too. Because I have these wedding pictures. You had enough time to go home and Photoshop them and fake them.
No,
so.
I showed it to you that day.
No, you didn't. You showed us a picture of that guy at your bowling alley. But like rock stars have come to bowl at Chaco's
That's
too.
True.
You don't know those people personally.
And so did what's his face from Three Men and a Baby.
Yeah, Steve Guttenberg, which we manifested that same night. I watched the Goldbergs. Steve Guttenberg was on it.
Zach, okay.
What the hell happened?
So this is my point, though. Like, people go to that bowling alley for events and things.
Do you need me to find the picture again?
It's not like it's a picture of the two of them on a couch.
Forever.
Yeah, it did take forever. You didn't talk that entire segment. I'm glad it was lost to the technical issue hellscape because...
His wedding was like 5 years ago, so I had to go back in a lot of photos.
It's not like the two of them sitting on a couch together. He's in a very public place posing with a lot of people. Well, it's like, oh, this is proof you know him personally. Yeah. I've got a picture of me with The Rock, too, although I do know him personally. He and I are super tight. Super good friends.
I'll text him.
I don't think I can roll my eyes anymore.
I'm going to text him.
Kara's theme song. I love it. That's great. Yeah, Lazy E, though, another thing we talked about last week that we didn't really get to touch on again was your excitement over the Bengals.
Again winning.
Yeah, and you went to the playoff game. You
against
told us about
the Ravens.
You told us about how that went.
That was great. Everybody was hugging.
Did they win?
Well, obviously.
She's so proud of herself.
You're so stupid.
I just appreciate that she says that she's like, So you had that win, and you've had a win since.
Yeah, no, we beat Buffalo, and now
that
we face. We destroyed Buffalo,
And
now we once again, like last year, are facing the Kansas City Chiefs in Arrowhead for the AFC Championship.
I think he got them, though. I think he got
them.
I
hope so. Well, Patrick Mahomes had a high ankle sprain, so he's not going to be as mobile.
Yeah, but we were talking today about how you guys have three of the top-rated wide receivers in the entire league. So,
at least two of them.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's like, you guys are doing just fine. You'll be all right. As long as one of them doesn't get injured.
God, man.
We manifest things on this show.
That is true. Yeah,
we
have established
it. Good job.
We manifested COVID. Mm-hmm. We did do that. There's other things that we've done. We've manifested Betty White dying. We also, this show started in 2016, which we determined in the overall axis of space-time is when everything really started to go downhill.
Mm-hmm.
So that was, We're responsible for the world being worse.
Yep.
We take full responsibility. We're not sorry, but we do take responsibility.
But we did it.
We did do it.
And we'll do it again.
Yeah. Keep running your mouth wherever you are. We'll make this worse. we will manifest something terrible.
I'll lie my way right into oblivion. Get it?
That's a weird threat based off like what we're going off of. She's just like, I can't wait to lie more. Like, that's what
she's
excited
about. Do
you
need any lies to assist with this? Because I'm ready.
Maybe. We might need that. We might need that. But I'm glad you had a good Bengals playoff game.
Yeah, and hopefully I have another.
Yeah. Are you going again?
No, playoff? I'm just wanting them to win.
Oh, okay. You don't have any tickets to anywhere, anything else, though.
No.
You're not going to go to the Super Bowl with their $1,100 tickets or whatever.
$1,100? That would get you into the parking lot.
Yeah. Yeah.
The neat fact I found out is that the Bengals franchise, in franchise history, has won 5 playoff games.
Ouch.
Joe Burrow, and that was pre-Joe Burrow.
Right.
Post-Joe Burrow, he has won 5. He's won just as much as the franchise.
There you go.
What are your superstitions now?
What do you
like
mean?
Like before the game? Like
he's covered. He's covered.
Well, I wear the exact uniform they're wearing, with my Zubas matching their pants.
Do you wear the exact uniform that they're
wearing? Well, no. I wear the jersey that they're wearing.
Okay.
And the Zubas that match the pants that they're wearing.
Right. Pardon my reach. Uh-oh. Do you still have the orange paint on your head?
No.
Yeah. Oh, you washed it off?
Well, I got a shower.
No, you don't. That's like, because we talked about that last week. We were saying you have to leave that on until they win the Super Bowl. And obviously, you're not committed to this team.
Well,
look, you just wiped it off.
Yep. I wiped it off after the Ravens game, and they won against Buffalo. Maybe I had to wash it off.
Yeah, but no, you still had some orange left when you were here.
Yeah.
No, I did not.
Yes, you did. There was some orange.
Yeah,
left.
When you were here on the show, there was.
Okay, and then by Sunday, it was gone.
It was still there.
She's lying again.
Yeah. I know.
Can't tell, can you? It was definitely
there.
Yes, I can. That's not a good thing, Kara. If I can't tell when you're lying,
I'll
it's not a good thing.
I'll tell you when I'm lying. I'll say it. I admit it.
We have been over that before.
Yeah. Like, I'll tell a lie, and then I'll be like, nah, I'm lying.
Unless you don't know that you're not right, which has happened a lot, too.
What? That doesn't sound right.
Oh, and then the other thing that we talked about last week that was almost lost to the anal of the internet is Mickey's writing a children's book.
Yeah.
I'm not going to let you get away with not
I
making that public knowledge.
I was hoping you would have forgotten.
No, I don't forget anything. So yeah, Mickey's making a children's book.
That's a lie.
And it's not... Oh, okay, says
not
the
me.
Person who, don't worry, I'll bring my computer next week, just in case yours isn't working. And where is it, Mickey? Where is it, Mickey? Is
At
it
home.
Here? Is it here?
You forgot to text me.
I don't see it. Yeah, great, because it's my response. So I have to remember, in other words.
Yes.
But she's complaining that
I need
don't
a babysitter!
Anything.
Tell us about your kid's book a little.
Yeah.
It's a poem.
Right. It's about, what is it about again?
Clothing.
All right, it's about being comfortable in what you wear.
Yes, right.
And being proud of yourself and like what your style is.
Yep.
Which like the joke was we were saying it's probably like a kid staring at a wall and it just says life sucks then you die and then it's 18 pages of the kid just staring at the wall in silence and it just says Finn at the end because she's French.
How fun would it be if that sold?
You should write that. I
think it would sell.
It probably would. There'd be a niche audience that it would definitely appeal to. You should do that.
Yep. Yeah, but the one that I am working on is all pen and ink. It's going to take me forever. Forever.
How many pages is it?
It's only like 15.
But those, do you realize how hard it is to do 15 detailed drawings?
No, that's why I'm making that face, because it seems like way too much work.
Yeah.
I could never draw, I can't even draw one, like, really, honestly.
Figure.
Yeah, like, I tried to draw an alligator once, and everybody thought it was like a horse. It was just, it's not close.
Did you see, I've taken up drawing recently?
Yes.
Yeah, I've been drawing.
I'm impressed.
Some stuff. Thank you. Yeah, it's not too bad, I guess, but like I'm still really early on in knowing what I'm doing.
He's
but
building up to the nude centaur he's going to draw me as.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That's going to have to happen.
Draw me like you do your French.
Yeah.
My French centaurs.
Yeah.
That's, I mean, I did a sketch of Mickum Mouse recently.
Yep.
It's legally distinct, so I can't be sued by the Disney Corporation. But I did that. That took me probably like the better part of an hour just to do that. And that was just a simple, quick sketch. To do something very detailed and large enough that I assume you're doing it on large paper because it's going to need to be.
No, they're not that big.
Well, you should look into that though, because I think like when they're copying it into the book, like it needs to be really high resolution.
So it can be on a smaller scale, so it's okay.
I just know, like, when comic book artists draw comic books, the pages that they draw are actually, like, huge. They're enormous. And then when it's printed, it's scaled down to fit the size of a comic book. But the original drawings are very big.
Yeah, I guess that would make that more sense because they're a little bit more detailed. This is literally, you know, black and white pen and ink, so it's not...
Think about that, though. Those guys need to draw one of those every month forever. They need to draw all that detail, all those frames and everything else, a whole comic book every month they got to draw.
Yeah, but once you get into the habit of doing it over and over and over again, it becomes faster and faster and faster.
Yeah, I guess. You're probably right about that.
Do they save, like, little pieces to reuse, like, when, like, people that draw cartoon shows? Aren't there, like, pieces that they save that are, like... a background, and then they just kind of change the face, or they change the, don't they do stuff like that, or am I making that up?
That's thing I really had a hard time with when I was younger. Like, I used to draw, like, little comic strips and things like that with characters that were recurring characters. I always had trouble making a character look the same
every
in each panel
block,
because it's so hard to do the exact same size and position of eyes and everything else. Like, somebody who can do that, that takes a ridiculous amount of talent. I don't know if I have that level of talent.
My friend used to draw messed up Charlie Brown comic books when we were in high school. Like, he would have one that says, "It's blue, Charlie Brown," and his face is like, "Oh no!" Pregnancy test.
Oh.
So,
who was it? Peppermint Patty?
Lucy?
Maybe. That was the debate.
they didn't know. Okay, of course. That makes tremendous sense.
So
yeah,
and stop motion. Actually, that's another thing that makes me stressed out because you have to move everything a little bit, a little bit, a little bit, a little bit, a little bit. That seems like that would be.
I wish you would do the first part of stop motion.
Oh. Stop.
All right.
Well, we can't stop, though, because we've got an entire episode to get to. On this show, which is literally what we were going to do last week, we're just moving it a week forward. A theory on why men decide it's time to get married. We'll see if this is real or not.
Okay.
And I've read it over. I think my first engagement, because I collect fiancés, that was... The thing that happened to me.
He has the first edition foil version.
Yeah.
In his collection.
Yeah. One on one.
Yeah. So we'll see. We'll see about that. We did a random post on social media that ended up being a listener active that we're going to visit. What is something that you have a very low tolerance for?
A lot of people wanted to answer.
Well, yeah, and I guess we will answer as well. We've got a segment all about petty revenge, and then director James Cameron finally puts a debate to rest 25 years after its inception about one of his movies. You can think about what that might be, but you got to wait until the end of the episode that hopefully continues to record when we reveal that to you. So all of that and more on the way.
A freak accident is fueled by Parlor Beverages.
Parlor is responsible for brewing the highest quality craft soda you'll ever gulp down. But Parlor isn't just soda, it's a lifestyle. Their rock and roll beverages feed off the nostalgia of yesteryear. They're edgy and experimental, and they have something for everybody, with three delicious and unique flavors available now. Root beer, birch beer, and butterscotch root beer.
The one thing I love about Parlor is that they, well, it's not just, it's one of the things. But I love that they're popping up all over the place. Have you guys noticed that?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Like, you're going to places, and all of a sudden you're seeing Parlor in different restaurants, bars. Lazy E and I were in a cigar pub not that long ago.
And they had it right there.
Sure enough, on the menu, Parlor root beer. And I tried it with my cigar, and it pairs amazingly with a good cigar. So there you go. Just another level to Parlor's awesomeness.
Now, if you're having a cigar right now, I want you to stop what you're doing, put it down, and go to drinkparlor.com to order the best freaking root beer and some banging merch for yourself. Parlor ships anywhere in the United States, so they'll come to you wherever you are. And right now, listeners to A Freak Accent can get a special deal. Just use promo code FREAK at checkout to get 20% off your entire order. That's code FREAK, FREAK, for 20% off at drinkparlor.com.
Parlor Beverages, drink more freaking root beer.
Love us, hate us.
You can still like us on Facebook.
Gee whiz. That sounds like so much fun.
Facebook.com/A Freak Accident Podcast.
Love and marriage, love and marriage.
So we're all in long-term committed relationships. Mickey, you and Murderer have been with each other for how long?
8 years.
Okay. Hello Nurse and I have been married for 11. You and Golfer.
What year is it? 2023?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We've been married 11, but we've been together 21.
Jeez, poor him.
Right? Is that right?
I don't know.
22. God. 22 years we've been together.
Wow.
He deserves a Medal of Honor.
I know, right?
The Presidential Medal of Freedom.
Yeah.
Well, of course, that would be like also, the Medal of Ball and Chain.
He also gets a Purple Heart because he's been injured. That boy's been injured in war.
And you and Proof have been together now for...
Nine.
Damn. Awesome. All right. So, yeah, so there you go. But you and Proofreader are engaged but not married yet.
Yes.
As he said, he collects fiancés. Mm-hmm.
That's what I like to do.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's not necessarily something that matters that much. To some people it does for whatever reason. But this was on TikTok, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This was a theory on why men decide that it's time to get married. Do we have the audio or am I just
No, it's okay. Not worth the audio.
All right. Yeah. It's it looks like here, I mean, I haven't watched this video myself either because I was going to be surprised, but it's just a girl sitting alone in a car. Hmm. As we know, the best videos happen in people's cars.
They tell you you're supposed to do that because it seems like you have something so important to say you can't even wait to set up a professional shot.
I always thought that the reason a lot of these Nimrods record in their cars is because they have the phone holder on the dash.
We're all gig workers.
Yeah, and it's the first... It's the first thing they think of when they're like, I need something to hold my phone. Wait, I have one in my car. And that's where they go out.
Or that.
So here it is. A woman on TikTok has been racking up the hits. Do they still call them hits?
I don't know.
Isn't that like a chuggy thing to say?
It's probably, I don't know. Old person that wrote this article.
Yeah. Oh, I've got a lot of hits on my website. Who's using that metric anymore? Hits? What the hell does a hit even mean? Does that mean a visit? A
hit
click?
It. Da na 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 na. I don't know why I went 90s on that.
That was clean.
We
call me on step up.
I don't like that she's continuing to go with this. Like we're all just staring at you in awkward silence.
I thought
I can't even look you. I can't even look you in the eye. I have to look away because I'm cringing. Like, my insides are grinding.
I'm done with you people. I really am. This is pathetic.
Like, all right. So a woman on TikTok has been racking up the hits with a theory on why men choose the women they want to marry. Here's how it goes. Quote, men marry the woman in front of them at the time they're ready to get married.
Yeah.
Sorry, repeat that?
Men...
They basically, when they're ready to get married, they marry the person who's in front of them, the person that they're with.
Oh, so it's like trying to find the ketchup in the fridge.
Is she implying?
Wait, no. We're not continuing until she explains what the hell that meant.
When men open the door, it's fine. When men open the door to the fridge, if the ketchup isn't right in the front, they can't find it.
That's not true.
No.
I root around for the ketchup. The ketchup's very important.
I know.
So
it's a lifeline.
It's fine.
I will die before I not find that ketchup.
What?
There's a ladybug on her.
There's a ladybug
She's
on
distracted.
Her. It's crawling on her hood closer to her head, and it's got poop attached to his foot, and it's dragging the poop.
I'm glad
over
that the conversations that we've had off mic about like ignoring the ladybugs when they come into the room have like really landed, and like everybody's taking that to heart. That's good.
Listen,
that's real good.
I ignored it for a very long time.
Radio professional. Right. I ignored it for a long time, but the poop made me have to talk about it.
So
she does radio.
On to things.
She's paid to
here. Wait. Segue. I'm going to do a good segue right here. Speaking of poop, my ex-fiance.
there you go.
Honestly, that's kind of the situation I was in.
That she was
really?
Poop?
No, well, that too. But I use the other word. I was with her for so long that I just said, I guess it's time to get married.
Mm.
It wasn't that I wanted to, I don't think. But it was just, I was ready at that moment to get married in my life.
So is this really more of a social pressure?
Hmm.
No. I think it's one of those things when it pops into a guy's mind and they're with somebody, it's like, okay.
See, I maybe I'm reading too much into this.
What are you thinking?
Maybe I'm different. I don't know. But to me, it seems like the implication here is like she seems to be talking like men marry the woman in front of them at the time they're ready to get married. If it to me, it's like, is that like a very fleeting thing? Like it happens like a blood moon. You know what
yeah.
I mean? Like it only happens on the third Friday in April on every fourth year, you know, and it's like if the woman happens to be in front of him when that feeling suddenly comes on, like as long as she's there before it passes, he's like, she's the one I'm going to marry. Like, I don't necessarily agree with that. Like, because I mean, I'm just saying, like, at least for me, like, I married the person that it made sense to marry because after being together for a number of years, mm-hmm. I was like, this is the person that I'm sure that I want to spend the rest of my life with. It wasn't like some sudden urge to get married suddenly came upon me. Like, it was very analytical. And I don't know if it's like that for most other guys.
For the first time, it wasn't for me.
So you're saying it was very spur of the moment, like, suddenly I've got this zest,
yeah.
and I need to put a ring on that.
Yeah, you know how, let's equate it to when women want to get pregnant, there's a certain time period that's perfect.
Mm-hmm.
It hit me right then, and it was like, this is who I'm going to marry.
Yeah.
I mean, she was with me through a lot of life events, and that probably
yeah.
is what pushed me towards that.
Yeah.
Obviously, that's not reliable, though, because Exhibit A.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, you're right. But the second time through, I don't know if I was analytical about it, but I knew I wanted to be with the person. It wasn't
yeah.
a circumstance of, well, we're together, let's get married, mm-hmm. might as well. That's how it was with the first one.
Yeah, I think with Golfer and I, we were together 10 years before we got engaged. But here's the thing. When we first started dating, he talked about marriage, and I was like, like, we'll get married right after college. And I'm like, nope, not. I don't want to get married that early. And I remember Kevin saying, like, no, I have to see what my life brings, da 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 da. Then he kind of lost that and didn't talk about it a lot. We broke up for a couple months. Then we got back together, but we still dated for a few years before we got engaged. Like, it was very, like, a process. It wasn't just kind of like he was ready, because he was ready early on and nothing nothing came of it, you know what I mean? And then later on, but I can see what they're saying, because I feel like there are so many people that say they date someone for a really long time and the girl is always like pressuring about getting married and stuff, and the guy just doesn't really want to propose, and then they break up, and then you find out that guy got engaged to like the next girl that he was dating, and you know,
and
fast.
Very fast.
Yeah,
yeah.
And that sound makes it seem like he wasn't ready. And then he was ready.
I mean,
why so quick?
I also know from like my former religious circles and things like that. Like there was a guy that I knew who he and his first wife dated for like a couple of months, got engaged. They got married like a couple of years later, or like a year or two later.
Mm-hmm.
And then like I think they dated for like 2 years, and then they got engaged, and then they got like married a year later. But then it was like they divorce, and then like he was immediately with the next woman he went on a date with, like months later they were engaged, and they were like married within a year. So like it's not like, you know, there's somebody who, like, you know, this isn't like it's just, oh, I'm at the time of my life. Like, no, this is somebody who's like very dedicated to wanting to be married.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
So it's just like, well, it has to happen, and it has to happen fast. Like, so
but
I don't
again
necessarily,
does that fall into social pressures?
Well, in that instance, I think it does, because like that's like the whole thing with that like mindset of that group of people,
right.
And that those, you know, religious circles is like, you know, well, the whole reason that we're here is to get married and have children.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's like literally right. everything. Like you're not fulfilled as a person until you're married and have children. That's like that ideology. So for those people who are like swayed by that,
yeah,
like that's the thing driving them, you know. But in any case, it's still not like a sudden urge that like suddenly, you know, creeps upon you and strikes that makes you want to get married.
Yeah.
And depending on who's in front of him at the time, whether it's somebody he's compatible with or not, he's just going to go for it because mm-hmm. he's in the mood. Like, I'm just not sure if that's necessarily 100% true. Even though this girl in the video says she heard it from a wedding photographer.
Wow.
I mean, I don't know if that...
What does that mean?
Yeah, what does
He's
that mean?
He's an expert, damn
that?
It.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that's, go to the wedding.
Again, like the whole point of this is that it's if this is true, it would be about timing and not necessarily compatibility.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if you really want to get married to that guy, you just have to make sure that you're around him
at the right
when
time.
The mood strikes him to want to get married rather than actually being a good fit for him.
That's how it was with my first one.
That would be a fun TV show. Guy that has the urge to get married, just plant a whole bunch of girls in the room and spin them around.
That's what I'm saying. Whichever one he sees first. Yeah. Like, oh, yeah, great. It's like, we've scientifically determined that it is this guy's third Friday in April on the fourth year. And so we're going to spin him around, and whoever he sees first is going to be hitched.
Oh, my God.
Will they be compatible, though? You know, what if it's somebody that he's like, he finds like incredibly unattractive?
Doesn't
that he's
matter.
Like, oh man, I have to get married to that? Because obviously we have no power over determining whether or not we want to.
So that's a guy's PMS, priority marriage syndrome.
Oh my God.
I like it.
It's a little too clever.
He's really proud of himself. Look at his face.
He should be. Yeah.
I am.
I won't have that level of cleverness permeating this show.
I might leave.
Yeah. Yeah, this show is junk. We can't have that. We can't have that kind of hilarity around here. But yeah, let us know if you agree, freaks at afreakaccident.com. Up next is what do you have a very low tolerance for? It was a surprise listener active that we will give your responses to. On a freak accident.
A freak accident. As entertaining as a car crash. That may seem morbid, but hey, people love car crashes. Why do you really think NASCAR is so popular?
I have a lot of crash! For everything you said and
done! No!
Ah! I wasn't expecting that.
I headbanged my headphones
yeah,
right off my
yes,
head.
Yes, you did.
So this is this was a surprise listener active that we really weren't planning. It just sort of happened. But this is also, or it should be, encouragement for you, the listener, to follow us on social media because you never know when these kind of spontaneous, you know, things happen.
Yeah.
And it's good to be a part of stuff. Wouldn't you want to be heard on the podcast and included in the conversation?
I already am.
I mean, you.
Oh, well, you said
in,
you.
You in the abstract, as in one. Mm. Wouldn't one want to be included?
Wouldn't you abstract be you? That would be it backwards. That's abstract.
Mm.
Mickey, I want you to kill me now.
What was my reply on that, Kara?
Let's get right to it.
Yeah.
Why don't you just say it on the show? Say it right now.
I'm making a point here.
Okay.
It was actually the first comment.
I know it was.
Yeah, but she can say it on the microphone on the audio podcast
okay,
that we're doing with our mouths
what
right
now. What
do
you have a low tolerance for, Mickey?
This nonsense.
Followed by three laughing faces. Like this.
See?
Here, I thought it was actually going to be something
good,
valuable. Mickey, what do you actually have low tolerance for?
This nonsense.
Give me something else. That's boring.
I don't know. What do I have low tolerance? I don't know. I don't get
you
angry.
You can't say everything either because that's too easy.
I don't really get bothered by anything, though. So, like...
What?
Who's the liar now?
She's... Yeah. The person whose eyes are rolling more than they're straight. I mean, no wonder you get into so many car accidents. But it's...
When have I ever been in a car accident?
I don't know.
Now who's the liar?
That wasn't so much a lie as it was a baseless assumption.
Speeding tickets. I've had speeding tickets.
Yeah, but
not
okay.
Car accidents.
All right, fine. Kara, what is your low tolerance thing? What do you have low tolerance for?
I seeing ladybugs and not saying something about them. I have a low tolerance for them crawling around like they're going to crawl toward my face or get in my hair, and then I'm going to find them later on.
Mickey, really, I know you want to kill me. Please do it. Please. Just do it and end my life. End my suffering.
I have a low tolerance for that.
Do it on the show so that everybody can hear. It'll be a ratings pop.
I don't want to go to jail.
Doesn't matter. I'll,
oh, it does.
I will write a will right here on my broken computer that says, Mickey,
I don't think
give
that's how that
Mickey
works.
Permission to do this. assisted suicide. It's legal. We'll go to Canada and do it.
I was
going to
say, it's
that.
Not legal in PA.
It's legal in Canada.
And a real okay. answer is, I have a low tolerance for when I give someone instructions for something that they're supposed to be paying attention to the instructions, and then they make me repeat myself. I have a very low
Can
tolerance.
Can you say that again?
Can we say hypocrite?
Yo, Mickey said
what?
That.
What?
Oh,
why?
No.
Why am I a hypocrite?
Oh, my God.
Ladybug instructions were what?
Well, I didn't make you repeat yourself. I just
what
didn't
the
listen
fuck
to the.
Oh, my God. The bomb dropped. She came at her. Yeah. It was a left hook.
Yeah.
At work, period. And the rest of the sentence was. At work, period.
There's more to that sentence, but you can't say it on here.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Lazy E, what do you have low tolerance for?
Wow, I just have to get up from that.
You still
Well, I'm feeling the aftershock. No, what I have a low tolerance for is when somebody's telling you a story and they just don't get to the point. That I just sit there and I just go... Mm-hmm.
Is there an ending?
Please! Or entertain me as you get to the part. Mm-hmm. If it's going to be a long story, entertain me. But if it's not entertaining,
yeah,
get to the point.
Yeah.
So I have a lot of pet peeves. I've vented about a lot of them over the years.
Oh, we know.
The one, though, so I'm trying to think of, like, what are some that I've never talked about before? So here's one. I have a low tolerance for people.
The Dutch.
That would be very nationalist of me. I don't know if the Dutch are a race, so it wouldn't make me racist.
Culturist.
There you go. Better. But in any case, no, not that. I have a low tolerance for people who don't have a sense of their surroundings. Or aren't aware of their surroundings.
Are we talking about work again?
Well, this comes to mind because I do encounter these people at my part-time job in retail. These people who just, like, wander around aimlessly, just looking at nothing, not really moving in any particular direction. And then, like, when you're trying to just get past them or around them, they run into you because they're not paying attention where they're going or what they're doing. Like, that's something. And it happens not just with people... walking, it happens with people like at work or like somebody standing near something that like I've had people like talking, having a conversation like in front of like the copy machine, and like I'll be standing there like waiting to use it, and they're just leaning on it having a conversation with somebody, and I'm just like, I'm just gonna wait here.
Oh, I'm not that nice,
and I'm not gonna give this guy a stone cold stunner. But that people do it while driving. So anybody who's not aware of their surroundings, like, pay attention to where you are and what's around you, and stop running into things.
Yeah. Do you know what another one is for me? And this is like an obvious one for people that are good people. I have a low tolerance for racists and people who are anti-gay.
Sure.
Like. I just have a really low tolerance that people just...
You have a low tolerance for ignorance.
Yeah, that just can't accept people for who they are.
Well, and a lot of times in those cases, people who are that way for no discernible reason.
Right. Exactly. And I blame...
There's a discernible reason. They're ignorant.
There's very few times that I blame the parents on certain situations because I think a kid can make his own decisions. But I think when you're raised... to think something is bad, you have no other scope of what you're supposed to think. It would be kind of like if someone told you, oh, the grass is purple.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Well, you would believe that. And someone tells you it's green. No, it isn't. I was told that it's purple.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Anything else from anybody else here? Mickey, you can't think of one?
No, I can't.
Well, what did our listeners say?
Okay. John Snow says, people who used to live in big cities and now live in smaller cities and constantly say how much better the big city is, you can always go back. This mainly applies to people from New York City and to a lesser extent, Philadelphia.
It's Philadelphia. You can say it. Yeah, we all hate Philly on this show.
That almost slipped, guys.
And New Jersey. We need to put New Jersey in there.
Yeah.
No, that's something I know... I'm pretty sure I've seen other times when he's made those remarks
sure.
where, like, it drives him crazy that people move someplace and all they talk about is like where they came from and how much better it was. It's mm-hmm. like, well, then go back. Yeah, why, right. why are you here?
I guess that is something that bothers me around here. I see it more often that people that live in small towns, because it goes the opposite direction too, and I hear this a lot. Oh, I hate where I live. I don't want to be here. I want to move somewhere else. Right. Move. Pick up and move.
Yeah.
You know, learn that it is not, the grass isn't greener. You know, but that's the only way that they're going to figure that out.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Want the next one?
Yep.
Okay. So Earl has two. Because I guess he
saw So his
something.
Name is Earl?
Yeah, his name's Earl
Lubold. That show.
Lubold. Lubold.
Yeah, just say the first name.
It's Earl. And I guess he had one, said it, and then he was like, oh, you know what, though? I got another one. So he went back. So the first one
Watch
was...
Watch me scroll to the end of the list, and he's got like 4 and 5 down there.
Well, I know. The first one is actually, he agrees with Crisco, people oblivious to their surroundings.
Oh, well, look at that.
Yep. Huh. And then the second one says, or tailgaters that flick the high beams on at night.
Mmm.
Oh, do you know what I hate?
What?
That triggered one in me.
Let's hear it.
All right, now that I have a vehicle that's higher up, people that think I'm high beaming them.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not high beaming you. Yeah, this is just my lights. I have to drive with lights.
Yeah.
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 Right.
That's true. Becky, OMG Becky, says,
oh, OMG Becky.
High school level drama in the workplace.
That is literally everywhere I've ever worked. And I don't know why it's a thing. I really don't.
Because drama never goes away. And the lie was, in high school, your teachers would tell you, oh, it'll get better when you get older. It does not.
The thing
it,
is,
no.
though, well, the thing about like high school is that's your entire social structure is going to school. Like, that's where everything happens. Like, when you're an adult, I mean, granted, you might be able to say that your job is, but like, to some people it might be, but I guess like in my mind it's like we're all here to just make money and go home. Mm-hmm. Like, this is not my life. My life is not my job. Like, I'm not here to be here to like make friends or necessarily hang out or whatever. Like, we're here
that's
to
a bonus.
Yeah, it can be, like, you know, for you and I it was, but it's like we're here to do the job and then go home. So, like, the fact that there's drama or he said, she said, or this, that, and the third, like, look, just do the work and leave.
Mm-hmm. Like, but this comes back down to lack of knowledge and social settings, and nobody taught them to separate business from home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mike D and Tom Blinsky.
Oh, that's D's. That's our boy D's.
Oh,
he's been a longtime listener. He gets a nickname.
D's.
You get nicknames if you're a listener for a long time.
So D's and Tom Belinsky both basically said the same thing. They said stupidity, like stupid people.
Very general. Okay.
It's very general. I get it.
I'm surprised D's didn't say taxes.
Yeah. I forgot.
What the heck? All right. Kelly McKenzie says, my list is too long.
Oh, my God. And I bet a lot of it is driving. Because that's the thing. When it comes to me and pet peeves, a lot of it is related to driving things. Mm-hmm.
Emily Cully says, rude, inconsiderate people.
Yeah.
Kind of along like what you were saying a little bit.
Well, especially because like there's no need for it. Mm-mm. There really isn't. Like, even if you're in a bad mood, there's no need, and it's completely uncalled for, to take it out on other people.
Mm-hmm.
Or just stay home if you're miserable. Stay home. Don't go anywhere. Don't interact with other people that day until you feel
be
better
so
tomorrow.
Nice.
Yeah, right?
And El Snow, our last one we're going to get to. People who tailgate you, but not because traffic is heavy. I mean, the lifted trucks that get right up on your bumper, even though you're already driving 15 miles over the speed limit and the passing lane is completely clear. Even more so if they then lay on their horn while all you can see in your rearview mirror is the obnoxious glare of their blue LED headlights.
Lazy E, why are you tailgating El Snow so much?
I don't have blue lights.
Well,
so suck it.
I drive a lifted Dodge Ram truck. My favorite thing about the guys that lifted trucks is that they'll tailgate you, they'll go really fast, and then, like, especially I've had it happen in bad weather, like in snow all over the roads. I'm driving slow because I'm trying to be safe.
Right.
They're right up on me. The moment he gets the chance to pass me, he does, and then spins out and gets into an accident.
Yep.
And I'm like, what, dude? What? That was all for this?
Yeah.
This is what this is all about.
Or when someone beeps the horn before the light is actually like green when you're at a red light.
Yeah.
They're like the second it turns, like you're about to lift your foot up and they're like beeping and you're like, oh, it takes a fraction of a second for my foot to move.
Yeah.
I just don't know what to tell you.
Oh, I just wait longer.
Unless it's like before 6 o'clock in the morning. Like it's the Wild West out there before dawn. There's no rules.
Yeah.
Run the red lights. There's nobody coming the other way. Just go. Just please go. Treat it like a stop sign and go. There's no point in sitting here.
Don't do that.
Absolutely do that. I do it all the time.
Yeah, well, don't do that.
I've never gotten in trouble. Never hurt anybody.
Oh, well, you just manifested trouble because that happens on this show.
Yep.
Maybe it did. I guess we'll find out.
Uh-oh.
Tune in next week to know for sure. But if you've got feedback on this, something that is you have a low tolerance for, freaks at freakaccident.com. Up next, petty revenge.
Ooh.
We've got two delicious stories of that exact thing. We will be sharing both of them.
Follow A Freak Accident on Twitter at A Freak Accident. Ah, crap. I forgot to say Simon Says.
Revenge gets you everywhere.
It's creepy.
Revenge is great. I mean, look, it makes you feel good because you get to take out your aggression on people that you don't like and deserve it, because otherwise you wouldn't need to call it revenge.
I don't agree with this.
No.
I do.
This is like, revenge is kind of like practical jokes. When you do practical jokes, it never ends. If you have revenge on someone, they're going to have revenge on you. And then it just never stops.
That's not true at all. If you kill that person, there's no further.
That was one step too far.
Why do you always go so dark?
Because that's how you end things.
I like to do revenge when people don't know they're getting it.
That's called petty revenge.
Well, that's what we're talking about.
That's me, baby.
Exactly it. We've got two stories of petty revenge to get to here. The first one is as follows. A man teaches a stranger. Well, let's get into it. Okay, it's not cool when someone inconveniences you for their own convenience, right? I think we'd all agree with that. It's especially bad when they do it on your property. So, a man was driving home. This was a couple weeks ago when he noticed a strange car was parked in his driveway. No one was there. There was a large house party though happening in his neighborhood. So this is just a random person who decided to utilize his driveway. Now that's a dirty thing to do.
Yeah.
Sure,
you should not do that.
No.
That's somebody else's property.
Yeah.
Okay. There was no open street parking in sight. The driveway was only wide enough for one car with a barrier on each side.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
It was his driveway, so he parked behind the car. A few hours later, a woman showed up at his door and asked if he could move his car so she could get out. He refused. Good for him.
I like that.
Yeah,
guy.
I like that too.
Yeah, he refused, saying he'd been drinking at home and wouldn't be moving his car that night. She got mad and called the police.
What?
They showed up, but they couldn't do anything because it was private property.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Amazing.
The man told the woman it was a long weekend and that he wouldn't be leaving for work until Tuesday.
So she could
pick up her car then.
He made it even better.
God.
I didn't think he could, but he did.
This man, I want to buy this man a beer.
Yeah.
Where does he live? Where is this? I don't know. I got to find
out.
But that was... That's incredible.
Yeah.
I got like such a high off of that.
I know.
I feel so good right now.
Could the next one be better?
I don't know.
That's
my
good.
My brain might explode.
Which then we'll find out Kara has a brain.
and a revenge fetish. What have you done to avenge yourself before? Oh. You've got to have a story.
Well, you're putting me on the spot.
There's that many. Think about that for a second. There's that many that just got to narrow it down to just one.
I don't know. I don't know fast enough to make it interesting. Let's keep going, and I'll think of it as we are.
So that was
going.
One. I guess like we're going to determine which one of these is better, probably.
Okay. Sure,
is that
sure.
like the point of this? So here's the second one. Another bit of petty revenge. Okay, no matter how rushed you think you are, your time is not any more valuable than anybody else's.
Sure.
I would argue that that is true.
That's absolutely true.
People might, you know, certain people...
Unless you're dying.
Well, true, but we're all dying.
Well, yes.
And you know, you never really know when your time's going to come. So
unless you've been, like, you know, stabbed, like you keep suggesting we do to people.
Yeah, but then at least you have, like, the moment's warning before I do it where I'm like, I got to stab you. And then, like, you know, you've got, like, 30 seconds left before you bleed out and die.
Why would you say that before stabbing someone?
Because it's what I do. It's like,
you know, all killers do that. Ha! I'm gonna stab you.
No, like, you're gonna get stabbed.
I go, you know, I go, stab. Oh! Or like, you know, I'll be like, you know, oh, wrecking ball, click, and it drops on them.
Check so
like
your watch. It's stabbing time.
You gotta call out your kill shot. You gotta call it out. That's just
anyways.
How it works.
Like playing pool. No, yeah. It's like playing D&D.
It's like you sneak up behind somebody. And you're just like neck break. Click, there you go, and it's over. You got to call it out, though.
Okay, this is getting very morbid.
So, your time is not any more valuable than anybody. Some people might argue that, though.
Like, I know they would.
CEOs might think that their time is more valuable, but at the end of the day, it's not. It is not. Okay, we're all human beings living on this planet. We're all given limited time. You need to structure your day better, sir.
No. Yes.
Hire a new scheduler or whatever
break.
It is. That, that's right. Yeah. Leg sweep, axe kick. We're done. Ooh, cyanide.
Oh, my God. It's all D&D. Yeah. That's all this is.
I sneak up to their coffee cup, and I'm like, cyanide capsule.
Oh, that didn't work.
I'm just picturing, like, but cartoon... Then they, thought bubbles coming up by his head as he thinks them.
No, I say it out loud. Cyanide capsule. But the problem is, then they hear me say it, and they know there's cyanide in their coffee, so I immediately have to back it up with, like, fire axe.
Fire axe.
It's so, like, in, it's
what
like,
is the story about?
Remember, it's like Despicable Me. Shrink Ray, you gotta call it out. True. That's the whole...
That is a good
it's
point.
Half the fun.
Yeah, you're right.
So there is a story here that I'm supposed to be talking about. A woman shared a story on Facebook claiming that she was in a long line at a McDonald's drive-thru, and the young lady behind her was honking because she thought it was taking too long to place her order.
Well, that's not right, because chances are it's the person on the other side of that microphone that's causing it to be that long.
Right.
Yeah, why are you making me repeat myself?
Or six other cars in front of you that are at the window, not even placing an order or waiting for their order.
Yeah. Or, like, it's just one of those things where, hey, you're interacting with human beings, and sometimes these things take longer than you would like them to. Mm-hmm. You know, we're not all robots. Yeah. Just, you know, input,
even
output.
Even with robots, things go wrong.
Right.
Why did you say it like a robot?
Because it was about a robot.
Oh, Mickey's a time-traveling robot.
Ooh. Yes.
It gets more complicated all the time. So,
anyway.
She decided she'd get revenge. When the woman pulled up at the first window, you see where this is going. We've heard these things before. She paid for both of their orders. When the lady behind her found out, she waved and mouthed, "Thank you." But then when the woman pulled up to the second window, she
but
showed
now
both of them.
He's dead. No, never mind.
When she pulled up to the second window, she showed both of the receipts and took the impatient lady's food, too.
Oh.
Forcing her to have to go back through the drive-thru again.
Oh,
that's pretty good.
The post went viral, but the woman later admitted that it is just a story that has been going around. She didn't actually do it.
Oh,
she said she'd shared it to give people a laugh. So I think that automatically disqualifies.
Yeah, she loses.
Lame.
Yeah.
Plus, I think the other one was better anyway.
Yeah.
I have heard over the years people have made the claim that they've done that before if, like, somebody behind them was annoying.
I've heard
or
it
whatever.
Sure.
Because, like, people will yell out the window, "Come on, what's taking all day?" Blah, blah, blah. You know what I mean? Because they get mad because maybe you've got kids in the car and, like, they're not telling you what they want. Like, I understand being frustrated, but there's no reason to make a thing out of it.
Yeah, no.
But... You know, hey.
If you're in that much of a rush, you go into the restaurant and you order at the counter.
Or don't go through a drive-thru where you know you might get delayed by 15-20 minutes. Mm-hmm. Go home.
Yep.
Go home and make yourself a sandwich.
Yeah.
Done.
Sandwich.
I thought of a couple.
Oh, good.
So, they're not that good. They're not going to beat that guy with the car. That's actually the best one. But one was, this is the best one out of the ones that I thought of. Okay, so at the bowling alley, we had a tournament one time. And we don't let people bring in outside food and drinks because we sell food and drinks, and that's just the way life goes in a business. So when we were stopping, we were like telling people as they came in, like, oh, hey, welcome to the tournament, da da da. You're going to check in over there. If they had something, we'd be like, oh, we can't have that in here, but you could finish it here, or you can take it out to your car. You don't have, you know, because people would be like, I have to throw it away. I just bought it. You know, all the excuses about that. Okay. So a lady got mad at me. She's old. And she got really mad, and she emptied her cup out and thought she was being really sarcastic and, like, emptying it slowly into the trash and, like, throwing it away, like, So she goes down, she bowls. The whole tournament goes by. Now, I had told a lot of people, there were hundreds of people that came in, about that. And I just didn't remember her, really, because it was like, who would remember? Who cares? She comes back up at the end, goes, excuse me. And I went, yeah. And I was so nice to her, kind of obliviously, if that is a word.
Yes.
And she was like, I just want to let you know that I did not spend one penny here today. I did not buy one thing. I'm leaving here with all my money in my pocket. And I went, well, good for you. Nice job. I bet you're going to be happy later. And she went, she got really mad. She was trying to prove her point to me that, like, I didn't buy any of your stuff. And instead, I forgot about her. And I was like, proud of her. I thought she was bragging, like, so I could tell my husband I didn't spend any money at the tournament. And I was like, good for you.
You should have told her she's in a tournament. You spent money.
You know? There, yeah. But that was a good one. That was by accident. I do the thing where people give me the finger and I blow them a kiss. I do that. That's kind of petty, but I like to do it. Like, I smile and I'll be like, and they just don't like that. I'm trying to think of any other ones. I do little stupid ones.
Ran out.
I did run out. I didn't have that many because I was listening to the story you were telling. But I think those two were, like, okay, right?
Yeah.
Sure.
They're not like the guy blocking the person in. I'm not that brave.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wish I was, because that sounds amazing.
I would absolutely do something like that. I don't think I've ever been fortunate enough to have circumstances be, you know, a certain way where I would be able to do something as
well. Nobody has done something like that to me.
Right.
That would be ridiculous. Mm-hmm. That person totally deserved it.
Yeah. Wow, it's so great. I'm, like, really jealous of it.
Yeah, I'm proud of him.
So, yeah.
I know.
If anybody knows this man.
Yeah.
Or you know where this
happened. Reach out.
Yeah, reach out. I would like to send him some stickers and a T-shirt or something for his bravery.
If he pays for it.
Yeah. Yeah. Obviously, we're not running a charity here. Jeez.
We'll send him a T-shirt.
What does this look like?
Pays for it.
Come on.
We got freaking bills to pay. You kidding me?
Oh, my God.
That's let us know, though, if you have any stories about revenge. I would love to hear about them. Any revenge you've ever taken on people, petty revenge, that has just been like, oh, that's going to give me that schadenfreude. Give it to me. I need it. Freaks at a freakaccident.com. Last segment is up next. James Cameron putting to rest a longstanding debate from one of his movies. What is it? You'll find out.
A freak accident. It's the best mistake ever made.
Kara just went from 0 to 60.
That was her singing too.
0 seconds flat. That was a weird remix, but anyhow, Titanic, James Cameron's famous movie that was the number one highest grossing movie of all time for a long time, came out 25 years ago.
Wow. That's way too long ago.
I mean, Kara remembers when the Titanic actually happened.
she was on it. She was there.
I saw Rose's ring or whatever it was.
I thought you were going to say something else.
I did not paint Rose like one of his French guests.
Yeah. 25 years. Remember when it came out? It was in two VHS tapes because it was too damn long.
Yeah.
Movie's like 3.5 hours long or something, right? Anyway, so the big debate ever since that movie came out was, could Rose have made room for Jack on the door?
Yep.
Mythbusters did it.
They did do it, and there is, you absolutely could have done it.
Yeah,
could they have taken turns?
Yeah, well, that's that too.
Could
Why did Jack have to die? He didn't have to die.
My favorite one. Did you ever see like the couple who actually like laid on the ground and they taped off like the size of the door? And it's like the girl's like hanging off the door and the guy's like nearby. And then it's like, could they have fit? And it's like in the next picture, they're both laying side by side. And then the next picture, they're like sitting on the ends. And like in the last picture, they're like, suntanning on it. Like in the one, they're like sitting there playing cards like on the door because it was like
so big,
very clearly large enough to accommodate multiple people.
Yeah.
But at any rate, could Rose have scooched over to make room on the hunk of wood? Now, this is from NPR.org. Many fans have argued with Zeal, including the makers of Mythbusters, who concluded after a 2012 experiment that both Jack and Rose could have plausibly fit on the door.
Yep.
They did determine it. And they used legitimate science, physics, and like hard experimentation. But James Cameron disagrees. Then again, this is a man who thinks that we need more Avatar movies for some reason.
Oh, my
gosh.
Yeah,
and they're terrible.
Because people have been itching for these movies. I mean, a bunch of people are going to see this new pile of crap, but, I mean...
It's terrible. I didn't see it, and I know it's terrible.
I have not heard a single person say anything good about the movie other than, it sure looks pretty. I'm like, well, the first one did, so obviously I'm not missing anything.
Yeah.
But he disagrees. Saying in that episode, the script says Jack dies, he has to die.
Why, though?
He has long dismissed that the question is even up for debate, arguing in multiple interviews over the years that Jack's death was essential for the plot and that there was only room for one person on the raft.
But there isn't.
There was. There was room for more than one
person. That's what I'm saying. So just because the script said it doesn't mean you're smart.
You should have put her on like a half a door then.
Yeah, why couldn't it have had a happy ending?
Here's the thing, though. While promoting his new movie... That new Avatar. Garbage. He told the Toronto Sun that he had commissioned a scientific study to, quote, put this whole thing to rest and drive a stake through its heart once and for all, unquote.
Because he's over it.
He's over it. Well, people righteously will not let it go, and rightfully.
I mean, yeah.
He says, we have since done a thorough forensic analysis with a hypothermia expert who reproduced the raft from the movie, and we're going to do a little special on it that comes out in February.
Oh, so this is just pushing towards
money
a movie.
Money grab.
We took two stunt people who were the same body mass of Kate Winslet and Leonardo DiCaprio. And
why didn't you just get them?
Not a stupid idea.
Why didn't you just get them?
It's not a stupid idea.
No, just get them. Done.
They're different sizes now.
Well.
So he says, we put sensors all over them and inside them, and we put them in ice water.
Inside them?
What?
Yeah.
What is James Cameron doing?
In all the orifices, man. He really wanted to get this figured out.
Now, talking about the anals of the internet.
He says we tested to see whether they could have survived through a variety of methods. And the answer was there was no way they both could have survived. Only one could survive. 'Cause I'm a liar. The special will apparently run on National Geographic. The same month, a remastered version of Titanic will hit theaters just in time for Valentine's Day.
Yep.
Titanic sucks too, though.
You know the ending. Well, let's make it's like the people who saw the 9/11 movies.
Visually,
like you know how it's going to turn out.
Visually stunning. Mm-hmm. The cinematography of the movie is second
to
none.
Is it now though?
It absolutely is. If you go back and watch it, the use of miniatures mixed in with early CGI, which was properly utilized to just fill in the gaps between legitimate special effects rather than building the whole effing boat out of 3D.
Yeah.
But like
they did build the whole, well, at least half of the boat.
Well, no, they built their whole, I mean, in a computer. Rather than just, you know, digitally putting everything together, they actually built close to scale replica of the ship. But this is the thing, though. It looks great still, even to this day. But the script is terrible, and the characters are all blurry.
Yeah, the movie is like it's a romance. That's what it's all about. You watch it not for the ending, because you know what happens. And you watch it for the love story.
And then the stupidity of that old lady. She's hurting. She's poor. Her family's poor.
You know what?
And then they toss the precious jewels into the water. She could have saved her entire family.
You know who I always feel bad for?
Who?
Her second husband. Rose's second husband.
Yeah.
Imagine this. Imagine
she cheated on him and now she's a good guy.
No, she didn't cheat on him because it was the second husband. I'm talking about Jack. Like, so Jack was before she got married. I'm talking about like her husband that she had her kids with. So picture he's married to her his whole life, loving her, in love with her, dies, gets to heaven, waits for her to die. She gets to heaven. He's waiting to see her because, like, you know, your soulmate in heaven, and she's out gallivanting with Jack somewhere. Like that poor guy. Yeah.
So
like,
she,
I always feel bad for him.
So
he's
she hurt her family with the money, and then she dies, and boom.
Yeah.
There's an awkward situation.
Yeah, an awkward heaven situation.
And poor St. Peter sitting up there like, I don't want a part of this.
You know? And that guy's like, I've been waiting for you, Rose. And he runs toward her, Rose, Rose.
Back to that drama.
And she runs in that direction. And then here comes freaking Jack. Boom, ba boom, ba boom, boom, ba boom. Because it's her true love that she was still pining over after she got married and had kids and was a million years old and standing on the edge of the boat and throwing the necklace in the water.
My thing with all this is, the question wasn't hypothermia. The question was, will they both fit
on the boat?
Yeah. And on the door. And Mythbusters proved that they could. So what else is there to prove?
Doesn't need to get hypothermia if they both fit on the boat. I mean, the door.
Right.
Wouldn't you also prevent hypothermia by having another person to be up against?
Body heat.
Right, yeah. Body heat would hypothetically keep each other warm. Yeah. I mean, well, she was above the water and she survived. So you would think, like, with another person there also generating body heat,
right?
You know, that they both would have probably survived. Sure.
Yeah, it was a money grab.
Unless you're going to argue that, like, the boat, the door might have, like, sat lower in the water, which meant they would have been exposed to more water, which is possible because, I mean, I don't really know. Neither of them were particularly heavy, but that's, like, the only thing I could think of. I mean,
well,
in any case, though, there was a lot of, like, grab a couple of corpses and float on top of them. You know what I mean? There were enough of those.
Oh, my God.
No, it's true.
All I'm saying is,
you surf them.
In retrospect, you've got to live. You know what I mean?
Well, sure.
Like, and that's the thing. Like, he obviously just, you know, wussed out and decided to die like a coward because he wasn't committed to being alive. You know, that's really all that it comes down to in that movie. He didn't want to put up with Rose, you know, for the rest of his life. He was like, this was a nice weekend fling on this boat, but I really don't want to put up with you when we get back to land. So I'm just going to sit here and freeze to death. Thanks very much.
Thanks for your time.
I hope you like that necklace that your husband gave you. It didn't come from Jack.
Right.
It came from her husband. That was what all of her attachment was.
Which could have saved her entire family, and then she threw him into the ocean selfish bitch.
That was really selfish. Yeah. I really wasn't happy about that.
No. Why should you be? She's selfish.
Yeah.
She goes and just meets new men, meets them up in heaven.
Yep.
Do you think
she's a bitch.
Do you think the family would have had the intellectual property rights, though, to her drawing that they recovered? Right? Because didn't they recover the drawing in the safe, too?
Yeah, but I don't know.
Maybe they could have sold that for money.
No. Not like the necklace.
You know, you're right.
But wasn't there a thing about the necklace? Wasn't there a thing where they said the ending that everybody believes is not the real ending?
I have no idea.
There was another ending where
we all thought,
like,
it was
everybody,
one thing.
Like, there was like a standoff on the boat. Where, what's his name?
They shot her.
And then she fell over the side.
No! That would have been great.
Yeah, boop, boop, boop. Slow motion getting hit by the bullets.
That sounds like a James Cameron thing, too. That would have been perfect.
Explosions.
It's like the end of True Lies.
Yeah, and then Titanic rises from the ocean. And then there's a second movie, Titania. the boat that ever could.
Is that like Bodie McBoatface?
Yes.
Oh my God.
He should make one about Bodie McBoatface.
That does it for this episode of A Freak Accident. listen, James, you're an idiot and you know, you just don't understand, but it's fine. You can be a wuss about it. I don't care. Go ahead. You write wussy characters and you're not anyway. our website is afreakaccident.com. That's the letter A, freakaccident.com. Our email is freaks@afreakaccident.com. And at that website, we've got every episode we've ever recorded. Mm-hmm. We're just about on the verge of 365, which is going to be a big milestone.
One every single day of the year.
Yep. So we're about to cross that threshold. Check out all those episodes in the podcast section. Get links to everywhere where we're present on social media in the Connect section, so you can come and be a part of these spontaneous listener active things, one of which is happening right now.
Right now.
So you've got to go check out our Facebook. You can leave your comments and be included on the show. We've got our shop with two t-shirts available for purchase right now for $21.99 plus shipping. We've also got a form there where you can request free stickers. And, of course, the most important thing for any podcast is for you to download, subscribe, and share us with your friends, and also leave a good review. So wherever you're downloading and subscribing to get your podcast from, Subscribe numbers help podcasts, and so do reviews.
We're not asking that much. Yeah. Just 9 things. Just 9 steps every
really,
time.
Really, the big ones are subscribe.
Once you subscribe, you don't have to do it again.
I know. Yeah.
Subscribe and leave a review. Those are the big ones. We'll remind you of the other stuff every episode. Don't worry.
Every time.
Next week, Rock's Most Hated Songs. The worst songs in rock and roll.
And isn't there I something else
the
coming
rock.
Up, too?
There's the listener active thing that we'll get to.
Oh yeah. So. And we could do every workplace has these 4 people.
Oh.
Maybe. Yeah.
We'll let you know.
Who knows what's going
to
happen.
We might not. You have to tune in to find out.
Maybe King Charles or whatever will die, and then we'll talk about that, too. Who knows?
Maybe.
Why?
You never know.
I don't know.
We might not.
Why not?
I wouldn't
maybe
talk
he's,
about
maybe
it.
He's going to get a neck break. You don't know. So come back next week to find out. Thanks for listening. For a Freak Accident, I'm Crisco.
I'm Lazy.
I'm Kara.
I'm Mickey, and we're reminding you.
You might think you have it all figured out.
Until a freak accident happens.
Fire extinguisher to the face.
Party's over, dude.
Now I bring you the worst news ever. The show is over.
No!
But if you're the kind of person who doesn't learn from their mistakes, a freak accident will be back with an all-new episode next week.
Thou shalt not. Miss it.
A Freak Accident is a Solar Flare Media production. All rights reserved. Intro music is licensed under Creative Commons BYNC ND 3.0. Thunder Rock, performed by Magic Studio. Thanks for listening.